The primary election is less than 1 month away, and several congressional seats across the state are being contested. Among them is Indiana's 9th District. Several people are challenging incumbent Republican Trey Hollingsworth, who won the 2016 race with 54% of the vote. But as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, his opponents face several obstacles.
Candidates for Indiana's 9th congressional district spoke to a packed room about their views on health care during a forum in Bloomington earlier this week. But at least one chair remained empty.
We started inviting him in January.
That's Dr. Rob Stone, who founded Hoosiers for a Common Sense Health Plan. He says Republican Representative Trey Hollingsworth declined an invitation to the event. The freshman congressman is up for re-election and has four challengers. One of them, James Dean Allspach, is from his own party.
Yes, I'm opposing the incumbent in the Republican primary.
Allspach is challenging Hollingsworth because he says the congressman hasn't done a good job representing his constituents.
People want their votes to count, and they want the message to be loud and clear. You should not be able to buy a seat in the United States House of Representatives, and that's exactly what Hollingsworth has done.
Two of the Democrats hoping to run against Hollingsworth in November offered many of the same criticisms. Liz Watson says it helped motivate her to run.
I'm running because I'm sick and tired of a Congress that's been bought and paid for. It's been sold off in pieces to Big Pharma, to health insurance companies, to the Koch brothers, and to Trey Hollingsworth's dad.
And Robert Chatlow says he's heard from people who, like himself, are unhappy with their representation in Congress.
I really, really, really want change. And that means that we have to change how we do things and the people that are doing them and the way that they're doing them.
Democrat Dan Cannon avoided addressing the current congressman and instead focused on the topic at hand, how to improve America's health care.
I want to talk about a true single-payer program and being on a path to real single-payer in the United States.
Both Cannon and Watson have raised more than $300,000 for their campaigns. Hollingsworth has raised about twice as much. Federal Election Commission data isn't available for the other candidates, but the amount of money already being spent on the race and the large field of challengers means the Democratic primary is expected to be competitive. Andy Downs runs the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics. He says the same can't necessarily be said for the November election.
What people have to remember is that it sort of looked this way in 2016. But by the time it was done, the vote totals had a slightly different story.
Back then, Hollingsworth faced Democrat Shelley Yoder in what was expected to be a close race, but he won the election by 14 points. And Downs says Hollingsworth has an even bigger advantage this time around.
I think it's safe to say that Hollingsworth has access to money in ways that a lot of people don't in terms of personal wealth. But he's also an incumbent, and as a rule, incumbents have an easier time raising money than challengers do.
The district has flipped back and forth between Democrat and Republican over the years. It spans from Johnson all the way down to Floyd County. Downs says its current boundaries may give Hollingsworth yet another advantage.
I think that most people are considering it to be a district that now leans Republican. Doesn't mean that a Democrat can't win it. It just means that challenge or the challenge to do that's gotten a little greater.
All of Hollingsworth's challengers are aware of that. They're counting on voters who are dissatisfied with his performance in Congress to get to the polls. And as Hoosiers learned in 2016, nothing is guaranteed when it comes to Indiana politics. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.